inhabitants of the only inhabited planet in the solar system, as far as we know. I want to stress first the fact that this is an absolutely unprecedented event in the history of the world. Men have been frightened before. They've had plagues before. They've died in wars before and of epidemics. Never before have we faced together what is happening in the whole world. And it's very important to realize that it isn't a question of pollution versus conservation of the oceans versus the Vietnam War versus nuclear war in general versus the population explosion. They're all part of one problem. And unless we can work on them together, we won't get anywhere with anyone. It isn't going to do any good for us to strain our own air if what's happening in the oceans of the world is deteriorating and the oceans are being killed. It isn't going to do any good to polish up the Hudson River while somebody is destroying the Atlantic Ocean. It isn't going to do any good for us to try to clean up our air unless we do something about the population explosion everywhere. Now, Miss Laurie has just told you in considerable detail, and it isn't necessary for me to repeat it, the problems we have in New York City and in Greater Manhattan. I'd like to emphasize instead that this city is the center of the mass media of the world. How can we expect CBS, NBC, ABC, the New York Times, Look, Life, Newsweek, and so forth, to conduct a campaign that's worth anything while they're located in a city that's in the state this city is? And they don't do anything about it except suffer on the subway if they ever get into it. Unless we can make this city, which is the greatest city in the United States and one of the greatest cities in the world, unless we can practice what we preach in New York City, we're not going to get very far preaching to India and Africa and Korea. And this is equally true in terms of the population explosion. It isn't going to be any good for us to say, but you know, we're so bright, we're so intelligent, we could have such good children. It's those other people that shouldn't have children. Unless the most affluent people in the world say, we will show the way, we will cut down on the number of children we have, we cannot expect people in the rest of the world to pay attention. So that we have a very special kind of responsibility. And meanwhile, we go around with our lungs choked and our eyes smarting, sneezing and sneezing and coughing and wheezing, and expect that somehow what we don't do anything about at home is going to happen somewhere, say in Calcutta or somewhere else on this planet. I think it's very important to realize, however, that this is new, that we've never been in a situation like this before. We've never known the whole planet before. We've never known the whole human race before. We've never seen this planet, a tiny little blue blob, a little blue top whirling in space. We've never seen this before. This is new. Don't let people fool you by saying there were environmental crises in the past. Little things that affected a few people in Europe or a few people in Asia while the rest of the world went on. Don't let people fool you by saying, well, we've had epidemics in the past and we've survived. Don't let people fool you by saying man has always made war. It's true. Once he invented it, he went on making war until now we have the invention that will make it possible to end war. So don't let people quote the past in trying to make the future. Recognize this is new, brand new, and not since a few men perhaps the only men there were on earth, gathered around a fire, and if one let the fire go out, the whole human race might have perished. Not since then has the human race held its own life in its own hands. And unless in New York City we do something about the state of New York City, we're not going to do anything about the state of the world. So let's get on with it.